Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here today. We're talking about fall prevention in older adults. It's a very big problem here in Wisconsin, but there's a lot going on to kind of resolve and maybe hope improve our numbers when it comes to this. And we'll be talking with a couple of guests for you as we move along in the show. We're in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. It's the largest source of funding for our programs. It comes from listeners just like you. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So I hope you'll take that important step when you phone at 888-202-2552. Central Times, Rob Ferret joins
Larry.
Us.
Yeah, we're just asking you to call right now. Our website, WPR.org, down for the moment. We'll let you know when it's back up. So right now, that number is super important, 888-202-2552, to support Larry Mueller and all the stuff you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our goal is to get 15 gifts over the course of this hour. This goal is important. It's set to make sure we have the funding needed for the programs you count on.
And we'll meet this goal one donation at a time, and let's start with yours at 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part, I bet, because we are commercial-free. But that means we depend on other sources of funding. We get some funding from state, federal, and business sponsors. Those are important. But there's another source that is really important, too.
Yeah, the largest piece of the funding for our shows comes from you, as a matter of fact. Your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work around here. And when you give, you keep quality, independent programming on the air. So make your gift right now at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is probably a preset in your home or your car, maybe your home and your car. You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio a lot. Help pay for the station you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Yeah, make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with your gift of $10 or $20 a month at 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And, unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
Go to WPR.org or phone. No, don't go there right now.
Not right now. I'm trying to go there right now, Larry. I'll let you know if it pops up. I'm looking at nothing.
Clara Neipert says that maybe the website crashed because we were getting massive amounts of contributions.
I hope that's the case.
I hope so, too. But in the meantime, you can phone us. The number is 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution might be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you would like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at 888-202-2552.
This hour, we have a goal of 15 gifts. Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, join in. Give a call at 888-202-2552. Maybe jot that down if you're not accustomed to making lots of phone calls. It's 888-202-2552. Call in your gift. Takes just a couple few minutes, and you make WPR possible when you give.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you to win a five-piece cookware scent from La Cruze. So I hope you'll give right now at 888-202-2552. Sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gift, you're automatically entered.
If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, Marion Middleton says, thank you, Larry, for the excellent guests and topics.
Yes.
That is really nice. Join Mary with your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much for contributing. Well, as I mentioned, we're talking fall prevention on the show today, especially in older adults. And we'll hear about a statewide initiative aimed at reducing falls in Wisconsin. Dr. Gerald Pankratz, one of our guests today, is an associate professor, a geriatrician at UW Health who treats patients who are aged 65 and older. And Dr. Pankratz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. Really appreciate being here.
Also with us today, Chris Krasnowski is executive director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. It's an organization with a goal to help people thrive as they get older. And Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Well, as we talk with them, we want to hear from you, of course. Maybe you've taken a fall before. What was that like? How are you working to prevent falling in the future? Number to call, 800-642-1234. And I don't know if we could take emails yet because I think our ideas at WPR.org might be down. But you can give us a call for sure. September was Falls Prevention Awareness Month in Wisconsin, so we missed by a couple of days. But I don't think that makes any difference at all, Chris. Because we need a month devoted to preventing falls, don't we?
Right. Well, just as you said, we finished Falls Prevention Awareness Month in September, but falls are a serious problem all year round. So we can't say thanks enough, Larry, for helping us keep the conversation going today. And maybe just a couple statistics about falls. People are often surprised to learn that Wisconsin has the highest death rate due to falls among older adults in the entire country. Falls are the leading cause of injury-related death among older adults ages 65 and older, and the fall death rate is increasing. So a lot of people are surprised by that, and you know, often ask why. We don't 100% know the answer to that question. We don't have like a real definitive reason for why we have the highest death rate due to falls. There's speculation that we may report a little bit differently, more robustly in Wisconsin than other states may. But also, you know, we know that we're a high alcohol use state here. So that may have some implications on the seriousness of some of the falls that people are experiencing. People also speculate that, you know, it's a cold weather state, so maybe a lot of the falls are happening sort of due to slips on ice and things. And while that does happen, we know most falls are happening in the home, but we may be spending more time indoors because of the colder climate here. So all of those things may have some implications in us having the highest death rate due to falls in the country.
Yeah, I was thinking too, but just about vision.
Right.
Ailing vision probably could lead to more falls. I don't think you mentioned that, but it's one that I thought of right away too. And, you know, just the strength. You know, we're not as strong, and the elderly aren't as strong. Maybe your reflexes are a little bit slower.
Right. Falls happen in so many ways. And the kinds of things you're talking about, Larry, are all the kinds of things that have an impact on older adult falls. You're right, vision can, yeah, there can be changes in people's vision as they get older. And vision and low lighting in certain situations can increase your risk of a fall in certain conditions. We know medications have an impact. The kinds of medications you take may have implications for your balance and may, you know, some have can make you a little bit dizzier. Certainly strength and balance are things that as we spend more time indoors and maybe sitting more, we're not necessarily increasing our strength. And so there are things people can do to improve their strength and balance, and definitely home hazards, the kinds of slips and trips that happen because of hazards that are in the home. All of those things have implications for older adult falls. And the good news is that there are things that people can do to reduce their risk based on some of the factors that can cause a fall.
Yeah. Dr. Pankris, let's get you involved here. What happens at the clinic level when someone comes into the emergency department after a fall?
So at our interdisciplinary falls clinic, which is run by myself as a geriatrician, and then we have physical therapists and social workers. We're a very robust team. And we can take people just getting referred from their primary care physician or themselves contacting us. The emergency department is also very aware of the consequences of you know, falls, and they're trying their best to kind of catch people that are not being kind of contacted by the system as far as addressing their falls risk. So they're sending some folks our way right now too, at least within the university system.
Yeah. I was thinking about, I know I have two friends who had a grandparent who fell and broke their hip. And in both cases, it did not end well. The folks went downhill pretty fast. Is that common? I guess what I should ask is, what injuries are the most common with bad falls?
Well, fortunately, the most common ones are rather mundane, you know, a bruise here, maybe a cut. But on the more serious side, we're definitely concerned about fractures of the big bones, the hip most predominantly. And there's a marked increased risk in mortality and, you know, institutionalization, you know, in the months after having a hip fracture for a variety of reasons. And we're also concerned, of course, about head injuries. So sometimes a fall on the ice, or if there's stairs involved, sometimes the head is also going to take a blow. Yeah. And if a patient's on blood thinners, that really markedly increases the risk of them having some internal bleeding in the brain, which can, of course, be quite a problem and needs to be addressed right away.
You can email in, by the way, as you're listening in, the two ideas at WPR.org. We'd love to hear from you, so you can email a question in to ideas at WPR.org or give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We'd love to hear from you. I'm thinking about the changes that take place. There are a lot of impacts if an older member of the family falls and is injured, are there not?
Absolutely. Impacts on family members who may need to take a leave from work potentially to serve as a caregiver for an older adult. The older adult themselves, whether they've had an injury or not, more commonly if they have, oftentimes will also lose some self-confidence in their ability to move about independently. So they may be afraid, in other words, that they will have another fall. And that can lead them to spending more time at home, where a majority of the falls happen by a wide margin. Most of the falls are happening in and around the home. They may spend more time sitting, which, as I mentioned, can have implications for losing balance and strength. If you're spending a lot of time in a sedentary place, we know that can impact strength and balance. Potentially also more time isolated, which we know there was a recent Surgeon General's report that came out on loneliness and isolation, and that also has consequences for our health. So for a lot of reasons, the fall itself is impactful, but it can have, you know, sort of secondary, tertiary impacts in other places in on an older adult and in the families and caregivers.
Chris Krasnowski, Executive Director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, Dr. Gerald Pankratz, a geriatrician at UW Health, our guest today. As we talk about falls and some of the consequences of them, and also kind of on the positive side here, how to better avoid them. So we'll be certainly dealing with that as we move along during the show today. We're in our Wisconsin Public Radio A fall member drive, just want to mention that again. Rob Ferret back with me. You rely on WPR for information for discussions like this one, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. You can make a call at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. We usually offer a website there. That is still down. We'll let you know when that's an option as well.
This hour, we have a goal of 15 gifts, and thanks so much if you've already given. If you haven't, give now and fund the shows that you count on. Phone 888-202-2552 to make that contribution.
Every member drive listeners from all over the state and the country and even the world reach out to support Wisconsin Public Radio. People from Texas and Alaska, Japan and Germany tell us they found something special here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your support at WPR. Not at WPR.
Not right now. No, I'm still refreshing, Larry.
I keep wanting to say that. I still want to say that. But here's the number to call. 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Make that call. And the call helps make WPR what it is, a resource that you enjoy and one that people treasure around the state, around the country, and around the world.
We're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive. That's where you set up ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card. Here's a nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered into member drive drawings.
Yeah, and this could be your lucky drive. You have a chance to win a 5-piece cast iron cookware set from La Crusade. You can start your ongoing monthly gifts today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all future drive drawings when you become a sustainer. Just phone 888-202-2552.
This member drive asks for the new WPR baseball cap. This stylish light green hat isn't just another fashion accessory. It's a statement of your commitment to independent journalism and enriching entertainment.
Where wouldn't I wear my WPR baseball cap? Backwards, sideways, frontways, all the ways.
In the garden to keep the sun off of my face.
Going out for a nice walk, trying to enjoy some of the great natural resources we have here in the state, while also showing support for one of the great information resources we have in Wisconsin.
It's fashionable, it's functional, it's groovy, it's sexy, it's outrageous.
I think a WPR baseball cap would be good any place where the sun is shining.
I go to a lot of Brewers and Madison Mallards baseball games. It would fit right in with the rest of the crowd.
Or really, just about anywhere.
Wherever you go, wear your new hat with pride, knowing you make the essential public service we all rely on possible. Give $15 a month and ask for yours now. Here's how.
Give at 888-202-2552. That's the phone number, 888-202-2552. It's our fall member drive. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, that's up to you. Your gift of any amount will be turned into programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Make your gift right now, and the amount that's right for you, just phone 888-202-2552, and thank you for making an investment that serves your whole community.
Make your gift right now. We can't do it without you because listener support is the biggest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. That means these member drives are a great time to hear from you. If you haven't given before, we'd really like to hear from you right now.
Any amount you give makes an important difference, and giving takes just a couple minutes of your time. Don't go there at all. Go to phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. That's 888-202-2552. Make your contribution of, let's say, $10 a month. When you do, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
Our goal is to get 15 gifts this hour. That's an important goal. It's set to make sure we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on. Give now at 888-202-2552.
Peggy in Brownsville says, every month I pay to stream shows on my TV, but I listen to WPR whenever I'm alone in the car, and the hours of entertainment and education add up. It was time to pay back. Well, what about you? Your gift, very powerful, really makes a difference at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at falls among the elderly here in Wisconsin and what we can do to prevent them with our two guests, Chris Krasnowski, Executive Director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, and Dr. Gerald Pankretz, Associate Professor and a Geriatrician at UW Health. Great to have both of them with us. Julie in Middleton has something for us, so let's go there. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. This is Julie. I'm a former student of yours from way back when. I took your radio class, and it was fantastic back in the 70s. Yeah, anyway.
That's a long time ago.
I live in Alberta, Canada, but I'm down here because my brother is ill. So I've been listening to your show a lot and really enjoying it. In Alberta, I worked with seniors most of my life, and as a health care aide and also as an activity coordinator in a senior's lodge. So when I did that, we had a lot of exercise programs that helped the seniors with maintaining their strength for balance exercise, and other things to help keep them strong so that they can stay upright and maybe catch themselves if they do start to tip. And we'd also, in our seated exercise, I would do a thing where we'd have a little bend forward, tuck your shoulder, because if you find yourself falling, if you can remember to tuck and roll, maybe your fall won't have such bad consequences. So we used to do that and enjoyed that very much.
Julie, thank you so much for calling. Well, comments, Chris, and we'll go to you first.
Yeah, like I think it's great to learn strategies for not just, you know, increasing your balance and strength. And there, you know, are varieties of exercises that we have available on our site, which I'll talk about in a minute, that people can learn. Also, you know, the proper way to fall when you're able to, when you have that, you're not sort of induced into a fall in a way that wouldn't allow that. But also, we have information about how to get up from a fall, which is, I think, equally important because, you know, we know 1 in 4 older adults has a fall each year, and of those, about 1 in 5 causes an injury. So many do not cause an injury, but oftentimes we'll hear stories about folks who are not injured but just can't get up from the fall. So there are strategies that people can learn if they're not injured to be able to get themselves up off the ground. Learning balance and strength particularly can help with that. But absolutely, there are strategies for getting from the ground to an upright position. So that's another thing that people can learn if they do indeed have a fall.
And Dr. Pankretz, any comments on Julie from Middleton's remarks?
It's great, once again, that she's really been working with older folks. It's a wonderful service she's providing. I would just 100% endorse the importance of exercise and physical activity. It's probably what would move the needle the most as far as reducing your risk of falling. And of course, there's muscle strengthening exercises, which are very important. But these balance exercises that have been specifically formulated to help you kind of work through your lateral stability, how you're doing stepping forward and sometimes backwards. And once again, just getting that confidence back. As was discussed earlier, one of the more awful consequences of having a fall is your fear about the next one, and how that starts kind of weighing down on you and preventing you from doing the activities and the exercises that are going to be helpful for you in the long run. So kind of the best way to kind of overcome that fear is to just get doing the work and getting your confidence back by doing the balance exercises.
And you can join in too, by the way. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you could email us as well, email address ideas@wpr.org. What have your experiences been like? Let us know. Lynn in Waukesha emailed us to say that people on blood thinners have to go to the ER if they fall because of unknown bleeding internally. Dr. Pankratz, is that correct?
Yes, oftentimes that does tend to be the case with the protocols that are set up, such that if you call 911 or call your clinic and they do their triage questions and they determine, I see that you're on a blood thinner, of course they'd hear more about what happened. But oftentimes with blood thinners being in the mix, there's the possibility of internal bleeding, which might not be manifesting, you know, by your naked eye. That has to be identified sometimes on images, which can only be done quickly in the emergency department. And as I mentioned earlier, if there's ever a blow to the head in someone who's on a blood thinner, that's critically important that gets looked into.
Yeah. So there were some questions as well, actually an email, relating to how can problems like arthritis or Parkinson's disease play a role in this whole business of falls?
Yeah, there's many medical issues that are risk factors for falls. Arthritis is a big one. It just comes with aging. Some people can be debilitated from their arthritis, and that limits their ability to engage in exercise. And because it hurts, it's understandable. So it's very important that we do what we can to help mitigate the consequences of the arthritis, working with your primary care physician, sometimes with a physical therapist who can do both, work with an arthritic joint, but also can work on your balance at the same time. And of course, orthopedists that can definitively, you know, do a hip replacement, knee replacement, whatever's bothering you, that's limiting you from, you know, walking about like you'd like to.
I was thinking about my own situation. I have a couple of cats at home, and Tiger or Coco occasionally get in the way. And the other couple of weeks back, I had a friend's dog for 12 days. And so I had a dog and two cats in the house. And I didn't fall, but I mean, there were times when I was lifting my foot up and there's the cat underneath, or the dog runs up and kind of jumps a bit, and it's a good-sized dog. Didn't knock me over, but pets can, you love your pet, and for many people, a pet is, if they're alone in life, that pet is a really important companion.
Yeah, absolutely. Pets underfoot are kind of one of the main reasons older adults can have a fall, partially because, you know, when you think about hazards in the home, a lot of them are stationary. Your pets are not. Your pets are moving around the house as you are most of the time, following you around into different places. And I think a lot of times too, folks have, when you're in the kitchen, especially because it's anything like my dog, he's waiting for me to drop something in the kitchen. So he's right there and underfoot. So I think that it's really important to be kind of aware of your surroundings all the time. Some of this really has to do with a recognition of where the pets are. We know even some of them can kind of blend into the floor. They might look a little bit similar to the hardwood or the tile or whatever you have on your kitchen floor. So sometimes they're even kind of hard to see, but kind of having a general sense of where they are can make a big difference, because we did recently hear about a man who had just gone to answer the door. Someone came to the door. And as he got to the door and tried to open it, he stepped back. And of course he stepped onto his small dog and then tripped backwards over the dog and hit his head and had a cut and a concussion. So it can happen in all places in the house, but absolutely pets, because they're not stationary and moving around with us, can get underfoot and can cause a fall.
You can join in too, 800-642-1234. And I hope you'll join in with your experiences or your questions as we move along today. 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Well, let's talk some more about solutions. When falls occur, they're tripping over an object. Usually, how can you make your living space safer?
Yeah, well, The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging recently launched Falls Free Wisconsin, which is kind of a multi-pronged approach to falls prevention in the state. And you can find us at fallsfreewi.org. But it's this statewide initiative to address falls. We've developed a website that was just launched in September for older adults, their families, and caregivers to find strategies to reduce their falls risk. So we call attention to the types of things that can induce a fall, and then we provide people, their families, with the strategies to eliminate those falls hazards in the home. And we encourage folks to understand their falls risk. Not everybody's at the same risk of a fall. So we encourage people to check with their doctors about getting a falls risk assessment, or we have also from the National Council on Aging on the site, the Falls Free Checkup, which is a virtual assessment. But we think the gold standard obviously is having a conversation with your physician about your falls risk, who can then talk with you about, you know, what specifically, where your risk lies and what specifically you can do to reduce your risk.
And what's an assessment like? Could you go through maybe Dr. Pankratz? How do you assess?
We often would start with a falls-related questionnaire that can be done at the primary care setting, but you can find it at a number of online resources, including at the CDC. That's been well-validated, and that just allows us to kind of stratify people that are doing okay versus people that are having some issues versus people who are very high risk of having a fall. And in that situation, we kind of proceed with some more assessments that are generally going to be more physical in nature. We're going to be looking at your overall gait speed, how quick you're walking, how are you doing with getting up from a chair, walking a certain distance, coming back around and sitting down. Do you need an assistive device? We look at standing balance. And then once again, once we have that information, then we kind of better clarify after some additional medical evaluations, you know, what pathway makes the most sense. Is it just going to be referring you to a community-based balance class where you can engage with Tai Chi or the other types of exercises that are fun to do in the community? Or do you need more hands-on attention, like working with a physical therapist? Or once again, there's all sorts of medical things that we can look at as far as medications and other neurological problems like dementia that are a huge risk factor for falls.
Yeah, I would definitely think that would be the case. Dr. Gerald Pankratz, geriatrician at UW Health, and our other guest today, Chris Krasnowski, executive director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, as we talk about what we can do. First, how do I, you know, talk about falls and sort of their implications, and then what we can do to prevent them or at least limit them. And here we are in our fall member drive. Larry Mueller here. Rob Ferret joins me. Your support's an essential piece of the funding for all the programs that you enjoy. Listener support, it's our largest source of funding, as a matter of fact. And this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give a call. The call is number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552.
This hour, we have a goal of 15 gifts. Thank you so much if you have already given.
And if you haven't, please join in with a phone call to 888-202-2552. Your gift makes the programs you value possible.
Really important conversation going on today on the Larry Mueller Show. One people might not think of, one we might take for granted. We've talked about this on Central Time in the past too, Larry. Falls, especially for seniors, can really affect health and quality of life. But as we're hearing, there's great news. There are things people can learn to do to help prevent falls. Also talking about treatment as well. And as always, you get to join in with your questions or your experiences. It's a great example of the kind of conversation you could hear on the Larry Mueller Show here on the Ideas Network. And when you give at 888-202-2552, well, you make it all possible. Choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and then make that call.
Maybe your gift, a dollar a day, is right for you, for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. when you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
Dollar a day comes out to $30 a month. You can set it up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge it to your credit card. Make your gift right now in an amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Thank you, John, and I hope you will take his advice. Go to WPR.org. No, don't do that yet.
Not yet. Still looking. Still website down. But, hey, good news, Larry. There's a phone number, right?
Oh, there is a phone number. It's 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Your support during our drive makes the programs you rely on possible. And your gift? $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Support the programs you love right now when you give with a phone call at 888-202-2552. Here's another thing you can do afterward. Check with your company, your employer's community relations team to see if they will match your gift.
Many corporations will match their employee donations, and even if you're retired, they will. So thank you for going that extra step for the programs you care about. Give a call to 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
We have a goal of 15 gifts this hour. Thank you so much if you have already given. If not, join in at 888-202-2552. You make Wisconsin Public Radio possible when you give.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you to win a 5-piece cookware set from La Crusade, which neither Rob nor I can win because we're...
We can't,
but you can. Just give now.
Then you could give it to me. No, keep it. Use it. You'll love it if you win it. Good luck to you.
I have a piece. I have a nice big pot of La Crusette. La Cruze. I always pronounce it differently.
There was some debate behind the scenes here, Larry. I looked up La Cruze appears to be right. It would be what I guessed.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but it cooks real good, however you say it.
It really cooks well. So give now. Phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Hey, good news. If you're a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you have those, you know, ongoing monthly gifts going, you're automatically entered into that drawing and all these drawings. If you're not a sustainer yet, you can make a gift right now at 888-202-2552. And if you are a sustainer, you may not know this, you can also call that same number to bump up your monthly contribution if you'd like.
And look what Saul in Belleville had to say.
Saul in Belleville. What's on Saul's mind, Larry?
Oh, Saul said that the topics on this show never fail to inform and entertain.
That's great.
Saul, thanks a lot. Saul says, I want to support excellent Wisconsin-focused programming. Well, what about you? Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at falls among the elderly in our state with two great guests. Chris Krasnowski is executive director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, and Dr. Gerald Pankratz, associate professor, geriatrician at UW Health. It's great to have both of them with us today. And if you have questions, I hope you'll join in or maybe an experience to share. Number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@WPR.org. And let's take a call from Mike in Minocqua. Mike, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. I was just wondering what your guests thought the relationship might be between foot problems and falls in the elderly. You know, the tissue gets harder, the calluses are seemingly worse. There's oftentimes a little edema in the lower extremities. Some people have neuropathy to deal with, and there can be a lot of extra just plain ordinary foot pain from a combination of those things, and that makes you walk differently. So I just wondered if there was a relationship that they knew about there.
Mike, thanks a lot for calling. Maybe we can get comments from both. Start with you, Dr. Pankratz.
Foot issues are intrinsically important to your balance. It's what we're walking around on. So it's very important that we're doing our best to take care of them. As the caller mentioned, a lot of our patients start developing neuropathy where the nerves that go down to the feet are becoming progressively, you know, worse, and you start, you know, feeling like you're walking around on someone else's feet. You can't really feel what you're, you know, walking on. So it's very important in that situation. There's a lot of these neuropathies, they don't have a definitive cure, but they can be managed. And oftentimes it's just making sure you're seeing a podiatrist regularly. You're looking at your footwear. We often recommend in our clinic to make sure, even indoors, that you're having some kind of rubber-soled shoe on, just to give your brain a little bit more idea of what it's, you know, stepping on at any point in time. And once again, the arthritis that can set in the feet, and if it causes pain, that's limiting someone's ability to do the exercises, and that's not good either. So once again, just working with your podiatrist, working with your primary care physician, orthopedist if that's needed, and making sure that you got a good, you know, shoe salesperson in your neighborhood who knows what they're doing when it comes to, you know, fitting appropriate footwear for you.
Yeah, Chris, you're nodding in agreement for that footwear part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I myself have plantar fasciitis and can tell you first thing in the morning, walking around can be both painful and a little bit unsteady. So absolutely understand that and agree with Dr. Pankratz. It has implications, and certainly footwear as well. You know, having, you know, well-fitting shoes with good support can make an enormous difference with also good tread, you know, so that it helps you avoid the kind of slips that can happen. But footwear can also have big implications for your ability to avoid a fall.
Yeah, and an old pair of shoes where the back is no longer working well, or maybe if you're like I have done on occasion, which is to not break down the back of my shoe, the back of the shoe is pretty important for support.
Well, absolutely. And right, your foot can slip right out of it, which is going to then, you know, create sort of some instability. We have a whole section on our website about footwear, you know, the features of a safe shoe, the features of an unsafe shoe, and, you know, even some things that you can do in the winter, like getting a yak tracks type of supports under footwear that you're using outside in snow and slippery conditions that can make a difference, too, in your stability.
You can join in, too, 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@WPR.org. What is, Dr. Pankratz, what's UW Health doing specifically to address falls at the clinical level?
That's a great question. So the whole organization is really taking falls risks very seriously because, once again, we're very aware of the negative impacts that falls can have on independence, functionality, and of course, the enormous costs to the health system at large associated with falls. So once again, there's my interdisciplinary falls clinic that runs once a week. And increasingly, we're trying to work with the electronic health record, the folks over at Epic. And we're trying to come up with some ideas for how can we, you know, cue in primary care physicians or anyone else in the health system that someone, you know, might have some risk factors that the system is aware of, but the patient might not be. And just to draw to their attention that, oh, well, we need to look into this issue a little bit further.
Rick in Eau Claire has a question for us. Let's go there. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Larry. Once again, a wonderful show. And I want to comment that I have Parkinson's and I'm currently undergoing a research project where we're injected, and theoretically the medication would last for 5 years, not to prevent the falls, but to prevent fractures and strengthen the bone structure around the hip, lower back, and all those areas that are so easily damaged as we get older. And I'm just glad to hear, you know, that there is support for the folks in Wisconsin and hopefully all over the United States. The falls can be catastrophic. I know going back in time, my father fractured his hip, and the thought of being institutionalized, even for a short time, he just got so depressed he passed away. And so the falls are something that we really need to address.
Yeah. Dr. Pankratz, maybe a comment?
Sure. So we've been talking a lot about risks for falling, and there's a whole other set of risk factors for actually fracturing a bone in the setting of a trauma. And that's all chiefly got to do with your bone density, which doesn't typically have any symptoms associated when it's getting bad until you break it. So they have a lot of different ways to look at your bone density with densitometry, essentially DEXA scans, looking at your bone density. And it's very important that we know in advance who's developing osteoporosis, which is kind of worst case scenario with bone density. So we can talk to the patient about strategies as their diet, their vitamin and mineral intake. And there's a lot of different medications now that are FDA approved for addressing osteoporosis and stabilizing bone density and sometimes even improving it.
Wow. Very good comments here from our two guests, and they will be with us right up until 12:30 today. We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, and we're getting to the top of the hour. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for our programs. So step up and be counted as a supporter, and it looks like our WPR.org is back up.
It was. It's not loading for me now, Larry. We'll keep you posted. So let's focus on that phone number, 888-202-2552. Make an old-school phone call to make your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio right now, and when 15 people do just that, we'll be on track to support the programs that you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener-powered, and that means that your gift right now makes a difference at 888-202-2552. That's the number.
Very useful conversation, very helpful conversation going on right now about preventing falls and the injuries that come from falls, mainly among seniors, not just seniors for that matter. It might be an issue in your life for you personally or maybe for a loved one. I hope you're learning something that's going to help you or that loved one. And when you give at 888-202-2552, you make Larry's show and so many more programs possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes, then make that call.
And you can ask for the new WPR baseball cap. I'm wearing mine right now.
That's right.
It's a light green hat, features a retro embroidered radio and WPR branding. It's great for fall or any time. It'll show off your commitment to the essential news and quality entertainment. Ask for yours when you give $15 a month or more. Phone 888-202-2552.
Public radio gives people opportunities to hear programming that they can't hear anywhere else. My greatest fear as a driver is that I'll run out of a zone where there's a public radio station, and then I have to revert to something else. But I keep coming back because of the variety. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Penny, thank you very much. What about you? Give a call right now at 888-202-2552 and make your donation this drive. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. The programs you are enjoying are possible thanks to your support and your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference.
Make your gift right now. The people of Wisconsin have access to quality news, talk, and entertainment because 50,000 individuals and households choose to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we work on the honor system here. Join this team effort with your gift right now of, say, $10 a month. You decide the amount and then make your gift at phoning 888 888- 202-255-2.
Sustaining members provide vital and stable support for Wisconsin Public Radio. If you are already a sustaining member, thank you for your ongoing support. If you're not a sustainer yet, become one right now.
As a sustainer, you're making ongoing automatic monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card. Easy to set up. Give a call to 888-202-2552, and you'll feel really good every time you listen, knowing that your support is always current.
Our goal is 15 gifts this hour. This goal is important. It's set to make sure we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on. Give now. Make a phone call, 888-202-2552.
And you'll be entered in our exciting drawing for a five-piece cookware set from La Cruzet. One lucky winner will take their kitchen to the next level with his high-end and lightweight cast iron cookware set. Enter for your chance to win right now with your gift by phoning 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer, you're making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Denise in Stevens Point says, I love WPR. I wanted to do my part so that you can continue providing excellent programming. Denise, thank you so much for your gift and for the kind words. How about you join Denise and thousands of others in supporting public radio at 888-202-2552.
Still time for you to make your contribution. During this first hour here, your gift, it's very possible, very powerful, and really does, as Rob said, make a big difference. So phone 888-202-2552. Thank you so much. We'll be back with our guests right after the news. Thanks for being with us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about fall prevention in older adults. A couple of guests for you. Chris Krasnowski, one of our guests, is executive director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. And Dr. Gerald Pankratz, associate professor and geriatrician at University of Wisconsin Health. So it's great to have them both with us. Have you fallen at home? Are you worried about your mom or your dad or grandma or grandpa? Questions, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Several emails coming in. A listener... Oh, this is actually a call. Couldn't stay with us, but wondering if it's a good idea to keep playing hockey in older age. He's a little concerned about falling in balance. Should he be taking that risk? I mean, it's kind of a two-edged sword there. Hockey would probably be pretty good exercise. Well, I know it is, Dr. Pankratz, but what about it?
Yeah, I would just advise using your own judgment because you intrinsically should know what you're able to still accomplish when it comes to your balance. And I have patients into their 80s and even 90s that are still very physically active, you know, hiking, doing ice sports, curling, things like that. And if that's what makes them tick, I hesitate to say, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. But once again, you got to always be kind of thinking about, you know, your risk associated with any activity.
Yeah. Chris, you're nodding in agreement.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want people to live, you know, full lives doing the things that they want to do as long as they can possibly do them. So I agree. It's really about understanding your risk, being, you know, as aware as possible of your surroundings. Hockey in itself, you know, no matter what your age, carries with it risks. So I think, though, being as careful as you can be while still enjoying things you love to do is really the point there.
Peter emailed. He had a fall last November from an uneven sidewalk and was walking a dog and just got distracted at the wrong time. Pretty common, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, again, that's another big reason why we encourage people to be you know, very aware of their surroundings and kind of scan in front of them to see kind of what are the hazards or potential hazards sort of in their space as they're moving around. You know, when you're walking the dog, you're paying attention to the dog too. So, you know, we know there's a lot of different things going on, but really trying to make extra efforts to be aware of your surroundings. You know, be sure to walk and be picking up your feet as you do so, you know, not kind of shuffling as much as possible, but, you know, keeping an eye on what's in front of you. That's, you know, probably the best thing because, you know, there I know communities are really working at, you know, making communities livable and making environments safer. But there's always going to be hazards out there. And so being aware and scanning your environment is a really good idea.
I was thinking about that. I do a lot of sort of a jog or a fast walk all year long. And in the wintertime, if it's icy out, I have a pair of ice bugs, a pair of shoes that I put on. And and it gives me a lot of peace of mind, let's put it that way, because sometimes even though there doesn't look to be, it doesn't look to be too slippery out there, you come in patches where it's pretty darn easy to take a fall.
And it's a good idea too, Larry, to be sure that you have your phone with you. So if you were to have a fall, that you're able to make a phone call and contact someone if you know, haven't hit your head and you have your wits about you at that point. It's really important to make sure that you're able to communicate with people. So I hope when you're out there doing your walks, you've got your phone available and can call if there's a fall.
Arlene called, couldn't stay with us, had a friend who died of brain cancer. It struggled with alcoholism. He fell several times, hit his head after drinking more than once. And Arlene's wondering, would those falls have led to his brain cancer? Dr. Pankratz.
Yeah, I'd hesitate to draw any linkage between, you know, head trauma and brain cancer. We don't know all that much about what causes brain cancer for a lot of individuals, but I would certainly say that trauma to the head, you know, it can cause bleeding on the brain. It can cause damage to the brain itself. A lot of research has been done in terms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, those changes in, you know, football players that have happened. We know that blows to the head and the skull are not good for your brain and your falls risk.
Dan in Madison, your turn now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Larry and guests. I'm kind of a fall waiting to happen as I've got peripheral neuropathy and I have had a number of falls and I imagine I'm going to have some fall in not too distant future that will be serious. But anyway, one of the things that I had a couple years ago, I had an inner ear issue that was affecting my balance as well as the peripheral neuropathy. And I was able to go online, and I'm not quite sure what the process was, but I found a thing called the Epley maneuver, which resets your something in your inner ear. And it's very simple to do, and it was very effective for me in helping me regain a little bit more balance in my life.
Oh, so the Epley maneuver. Are you familiar with that Dr. Pankratz?
Yes, I am. So there's sensory inputs that go to the brain at all times. There are, of course, the ones coming up from the feet that can be impacted by neuropathy. Vision, probably the most important part of what the brain is kind of taking in as far as information about where it is in space. But there's also the vestibular organ in the inner ear, and that can sometimes develop some problems in and of itself. And the Epley maneuver is it's a great way to shake things up, so to speak, because it's theorized that has to do with like ear crystals that kind of land on a very sensitive nerve ending and start sending signals to the brain that aren't correct. And the brain often starts developing vertigo or sense of just being on a boat when you're not on a boat and unrelated issues to that. But that can be worked on. It can be diagnosed, especially working with a vestibular expert, oftentimes an ENT expert. And there's physical therapy maneuvers that can be very useful for kind of nipping that in the bud and also preventing the next episode in the future.
Mm-hmm. Are they difficult to describe, or are they?
You would definitely be. You need to see a video. They do have videos, you know, on YouTube and other places to kind of show how it all works. And it's usually at least the first time you need to kind of have a therapist or a trained professional kind of show you how to do it. But I have had patients who learn how to do it, and if they have an episode of vertigo, they can kind of treat themselves, and that's fantastic.
Someone also asked about assistance devices you can use, you know, for walking and mobility. What are the best ones what is available?
Yeah, we do have sort of a whole section on our website that talks about assistive devices, everything from, you know, personal emergency response systems. You know, some people think of them as Lifeline as one of the brands, but, you know, there are others. You know, using things like having grab bars installed in your home, in your bathroom, those are the kinds of things that can provide you with additional stability, particularly when you're in and out of bathtubs and showers. There are reacher tools that can help you reach things that are on higher levels so that you don't have to get up onto something that might be unstable to be able to reach. Certainly handrails everywhere in your home where you're going up and down stairs. Canes and walkers, if you've been sort of prescribed those things, walking sticks, even smart devices, you know, utilizing like Alexa or Siri, to be able to, you know, make phone calls or contact someone if you have had a fall, those kinds of things, you know, all those things are sort of considered assistive devices that people can use. And you can certainly talk with your physician about that.
I did fall once, and I have a smartphone, and I wasn't injured, but the smartphone buzzed me and said, "Did you fall? Uh-huh. Are you okay?" And
yeah, many have like an accelerometer in the device itself, and some people have apps on their phone that are able to tell if they've had a fall, and that it's not just a drop per se. Like if you dropped your phone, they have some way of distinguishing between a drop and an actual fall. So there's all sorts of new kind of technological advances around this. It's more a question now of figuring out how to like incorporate those things into our lives in a way that keeps us safer.
Say a child is worried about their parent, or maybe it's a grandparent that has fallen or is a fall risk. How should the child approach the parent to offer help?
Yeah, those can be sensitive conversations. We have a section on our website kind of devoted to that too. Again, we want to make sure older adults have, you know, the autonomy and independence that they want. But we recognize sometimes there are safety challenges that families are concerned about with a parent. We've actually created a thing called the Home Safety Challenge that it's kind of a game, actually. You can go onto our website and do it. These are free things that you can access. But it kind of walks you through an actual home in Wisconsin that's been staged with falls hazards. And you can identify them, and then it tells you the kinds of things that you can do to eliminate that hazard. And then at the end, there's a checklist that you can go through that really is meant for not just the older person themselves, but they and their families to kind of go through together to, you know, do this as a kind of team. We want to make it, you know, so that it doesn't feel threatening to the older person. A lot of times people are a little concerned about talking about falls because they think that that's going to, you know, sort of indicate that they're feeling more frail and that maybe they shouldn't necessarily be in the home. And, you know, our goal here is to really try to make homes and individuals as safe as possible so they can be in their homes as long as they want to be. So I think families can have those conversations, but can also participate with the older person who's maybe, you know, at a little bit higher risk of a fall to make their environment safer using assistive devices, you know, doing the home safety challenge and eliminating some of the falls risk and some of the other ways that we know people can be safer.
And let's, you know, I don't know that we've actually mentioned, although we have your website up on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Tell us, give us the address that people can go to.
Sure. It's fallsfreewi.org. And when you get there, we have a whole section on preventing falls, talks about the different kind of ways that falls happen and some of the things that can impact a fall, like medications and substances, balance and strength, vision and hearing, like the things that we've kind of talked about today, pets being underfoot. You know, one we didn't mention, but we know happens pretty frequently, having kind of adequate space to move around. We heard a story just recently about a woman who was in her garage after grocery shopping, and she got out of the car on her left. And, you know, sometimes those garage spaces are kind of tight. And so as you open the door, you can't quite get it all the way wide enough. And there were some, you know, some things lined up on the wall of the garage. Well, you know, it was a small space and she lost her balance trying to navigate through and she fell. And she was on the garage floor for several hours before her husband, you know, found her there. So, you know, those are the kinds of things where, you know, sort of an awareness of, you know, again, your environment that can happen in the home too, but having sort of adequate space to move around or figuring out ways to set your garage up a little differently so you don't have to park quite so close and you have a little bit more space to navigate. But we talk about all of that on the website and have downloadable things that people can access and use. And I would say the biggest thing that we really want to convey to folks is that even though falls are common, they can reduce their risk. It's not a normal part of aging. It doesn't automatically happen when you get to a certain age. Sure, the risk increases, but there are things people can do to reduce their risk. And that's our goal. And believing that they can is sort of the first step. And then moving into finding the resources they need to be able to do that.
Great pleasure talking with both of you today. And I want to thank you so much for being with us. Chris Krasnowski, Executive Director at the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, and Dr. Gerald Pankratz, Associate Professor and Geriatrician at the University of Wisconsin Health. Thank you both very much for being with us today. And thank you for listening in during our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Larry Mueller here. Rob Ferret joins me again. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like this one, how to prevent falls, especially among elderly, but for anybody, frankly. Your support makes that happen because listener support is our largest source of funding. So give now. Any amount makes a difference by phoning 888-202-2552.
Our goal is to get 15 gifts by 1 o'clock. That goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a great position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show and all your other favorite programs in the months to come.
So let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time. Just phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and connected every day. You enjoy the Larry Mueller Show and maybe Central Time, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, Science Friday. The list goes on and on. All the programs you've come to rely on.
WPR is a place to listen and share so we can explore issues and understand different perspectives. Support the sense of community and connection you come here for when you give. Just phone 888-202-2552.
This member drive show off your support for the WPR programs you value with the new Wisconsin Public Radio Belt Bag. It's a stylish hands-free bag, a great way to keep your maybe phone, wallet, keys close and accessible. Your new WPR accessory will broadcast your commitment to the news, info, and entertainment our community relies on. Ask for your WPR Belt Bag when you give $10 a month or more at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
When you support WPR, you're supporting the Wisconsin idea to spread the resources of the university across the entire state. We just had a good example of that. Not every state has such an idea. Not every state has the high-quality programs you enjoy daily on WPR.
Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the great things about Wisconsin. It's something to take pride in. Join forces with many other Wisconsinites right now and make a contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably tell you it just feels good and better to listen to WPR when you do give. Feels good to know that you're part of making something special happen.
Make your first ever gift of $5 or $10 or $20 a month and enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your donation. Make a phone call right now at 888-202-2552.
What are the qualities of a good friend?
A good friend is always there for you.
Good friends are dependable, honest. They tell good stories. They're a lot of fun.
A good friend is someone that you can learn from, that you can rely on, that's consistent, brings you joy, a partner in your life.
A good friend is reliable and always there for you. They push you and try and help you grow. They don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they tell you what you need to hear.
Someone who takes an interest in you, asks you questions, good listener, reliable, supportive.
A good friend is going to keep you company when you really need it, introduce you to new ideas, new music, recommend books to read.
Trustworthiness, always being available when needed, reliability.
Just like you can count on a dear friend, you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio for trustworthy news, engaging stories, and high-quality entertainment. And like any good friendship, WPR relies on you in return. Your financial support makes the essential service you trust and value possible. Your gift now really makes a difference. Here's how to give.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Scratch that. Just phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with my good old friend.
Hey, hey.
Rob.
Good to be here. You always come on my show during these. I never get to come on your show.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Well, good. I thought I'd offended you in some way, and you wouldn't have me on. I get that a lot, though.
A good old friend like Rob, you got to have him with you when we're talking about your support and your contribution. Let's say it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a big difference. And it's easy.
It is easy. It just takes a quick phone call. All we need is your name, your contact info, the amount you want to give, and how you want to pay for it.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. In those few minutes, fund your daily listening. Your support right now makes a big difference. Give us a call with your support at 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. Wisconsin Public Radio is one place where that's true every day. Think about a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Can't buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day actually makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to $60 a month, and you can make that call to 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
And now is the time. Give while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Don't put it off. Don't put it on a to-do list. Just take care of it right now. Give at WPR by calling 888-202-2552.
Lisa in Superior says, WPR was something I took for granted until I traveled outside of the state recently. I realized how lucky we have it in Wisconsin and wanted to do more to help. Lisa, thank you so much. We hear that a lot. People leave the state and realize, wow, I sure did like Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Lisa. You could join her with your gift at 888-202-2552.
That's right. We really appreciate your support. This program, we try to do... provide you with information you can use every day, and I certainly think we did that today. Now's your chance to support us. Give a call, 888-202-2552, and make your contribution. And thank you so much for listening and supporting us here at Wisconsin Public Radio.